All right, so am I going first?
Yes, Johnny, you are going first. I'm so excited for this.
All right, so am I. So, Liz, just to give you a little something, moved from Texas about a year ago, 1,400 miles with my wife. This COVID hits and all this stuff. So I've been worried a little bit about finances. So what do you see in the cards for me in that area?
Okay, well, welcome to you guys moving here all the way from Texas. I'm going to just do a little shuffling, and I'm doing three card spreads today.
Okay.
So give me just a moment. I'm going to shuffle. And if this were something I were doing in, like, a Zoom, like, remote reading or pre-COVID in person, you know, you'd be able to see the cards and everything like that. But I'll go through and explain the things that are coming up here since you won't be seeing the visuals of what comes out. So now I'm going to cut the deck. And I'm pulling out the cards. So we have, I'm going to tell you the three cards.
Okay.
So there's one major arcana card that comes up here. It's the first card in the three. It's the Hierophant. And then we have the Two of Cups in the middle. And these two are in a reversal, which is not a bad thing by any means. I think reversals just sort of give a little bit more information to the nature of the cards. And then the last card is the Five of Rods, which comes out there. So those are the three cards that you have.
Okay.
So looking over this, I see the Hierophant is one of the major arcana cards that deals a lot with kind of like life, more structured institutions. I mean, things essentially like, you know, marriage, but also things like money to some extent too, because I feel like it references some of the just like larger base structures in our societies, which you can also see as even banking as well. But I think there's a lot, too, that speaks to the Hierophant about kind of, like, education and, like, sort of, like, the growth of, like, the process with trying to educate and sometimes even have, like, different mentorships with people. I think that that's something that's really interesting about the Hierophant is the nature of the mentorship aspect. And so I feel like, in the reversal, I mean, it makes sense, like, with relation to things kind of going on with COVID and how, for so many of us, it's created different kinds of economic fears or for, you know, for a lot of people to, I know this isn't your case, but, you know, unemployment or having, like, different new ways of being employed by certain companies. So I kind of understand why, like, some of these might be in a reversal, just showing, like, a little bit of a curveball being thrown here.
Right.
When it comes to those things. And then with the Two of Cups, this card is something that, not always, but, I mean, being that you're mentioning, like, your wife, I feel like the Two of Cups is definitely a, like, lover's card. It's, like, a partnership card. So I feel like that's sort of, like, maybe touching upon that as well. And then the Five of Rods is, or wands, depending on the deck, is a card that's sort of depicting a lot of different action going on with different people, like holding all these different rods. And that is sort of a card of like a lot of different things happening, lots of different pieces to the puzzle, different perspectives and inputs and ideas. So what I would say, as I feel like as it relates to you and then also maybe the dynamic with your wife, within the framework of like the financials and, you know, trying to move forward positively, making the right choices around the COVID impacted economy. I think that it seems to me, I kind of look towards the Five of Rods and the Hierophant as really good ways, like good advice for you guys, like moving forward in kind of more general ways. So it seems like there might be a lot of like different opposing ideas on how to address finances, which is normal.
Right.
And like, I think that one of the things that could be learned, like kind of looking at the Hierophant, the aspect of mentorship, the aspect of like reaching out to others for support and for guidance, people you might respect and have a lot of, yeah, just respect for in this field would be a really wonderful idea. Just sort of gaining a little bit more support for both you and, you know, the both of you, since as a married couple, you know, your finances are entwined and, you know, everyone, like you guys are, I'm assuming, making like things with each other, like making decisions with each other in mind and having to sort of bridge the gap between, you know, like one person's point of view, what they think is the right thing to do or what makes the most sense or how they want to do it and the other person's. So I think that when it comes to maybe navigating that union of, you know, the two of you as people and all of your ideas and outlooks and different concerns that you might have that you might share and some you might not, would be good to revert back to that Hierophant card of looking into maybe different ways of, like, bringing in another voice into the conversation. Well, I mean, I don't know, anything from, like, we're speaking about finances, like, financial advisor, or, you know, even if there's, like, someone in either of your lives that you really respect that has a lot of good ideas on, or might just have a lot more knowledge of, like, the intricacies of, like, financial management.
Yeah, that's amazing, because everything that the cards are saying, we've kind of thought about. We've asked some friends who've liked who have been entrepreneurs and own their own businesses, and my brother-in-law is a certified financial planner. So we got all these people around us, and we've asked for kind of like, okay, do we go to a structured person? Do we go from a person who's, you know, started their own business? So this is very interesting that it's actually those cards came up, because that's actually in the works and things that we've been talking about. So that's pretty amazing.
That is so cool.
Yeah. And, you know, I think, like, and that's awesome. And I feel like, you know, sometimes I think the energy of the Five of Rods, like all those different sort of like ideas and people and different like wants and needs, like something that card kind of references. I mean, that's a feeling that I think can be overwhelming. And I'm imagining, I mean, just from my own experience too, it's overwhelming, like in general, when there are so many different options, there are so many different ideas and opinions. So I think that it's really wonderful that you two are definitely like considering and also like reaching out to the people in your lives who have, you know, maybe more knowledge or more input. And I think that that's like a very wonderful thing to do for the both of you. And then also to keep that in mind is like, you know, not every single piece of advice that someone might have is going to be like infallible or like the way you have to go. So there is a lot that can also be sort of put out on the table. And then, you know, the two of you, because at the end of the day, it's about the two of you. So it's like, you know, the two of you can go through with the information that you have. Once it's like structured and you can kind of have different choices to weigh, I think that that's a really good place to be in. And then just being understanding of each other's, like, you know, both similar as well as maybe dissimilar, like viewpoints.
Right.
And like bridging that gap through communication and just like weighing your options. That's sort of what I see with that.